From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. After a nearly 12-hour court hearing yesterday, the future growth of a small town in Wasatch County remains uncertain. KUER's Emily Means reports.
Until March of this year, a city needed approval from the county it wanted to annex land from, if it was across county lines. But that changed after the Utah legislature passed a bill in the final days of the 2020 general session. Now, the town of Hideout in Wasatch County is considering taking more than 650 acres of land from Summit County against Summit's wishes. Hideout's mayor says the town needs more land to develop services that support its population, like a grocery store. Republican State Senator Kirk Cullimore supported legislation during this year's general session that paved the way for the Hideout annexation. But now he wants to undo that in an upcoming special session.
As far as the Senate is concerned, this was not anything intentional to sneak something in at the last minute for the benefit of anybody. Because of that appearance is why we're asking for the repeal.
During the hearing, Summit County argued the annexation would undo a plan to preserve the 650 acres as open space. Judge Jennifer Brown postponed her decision to issue an injunction against the annexation until Friday. Emily Means, KUER News.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has temporarily closed 17 wildlife management areas, WMAs, in central and northern Utah to recreational shooting of firearms because of hot, dry conditions. Utah fire officials say as of August 5th, more than 700 wildfires in the state were caused by people. That's 333 more than last year at the same time, and 28 wildfires started from target shooting. A bullet ricochet likely started the Big Hollow fire near Heber City in mid-July that burned several hundred acres of the Wallsburg WMA, according to fire investigators. The DWR's Scott Walker says with the dry conditions, any spark can start a fire. The closure is in place now until conditions improve. Months in the planning for a move west in order formally relocating the Bureau of Land Management's headquarters to Colorado was signed by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt yesterday. The agency has always made a home in Washington, D.C. since it was established in 1946. The Robert F. Burford Bureau of Land Management headquarters in Grand Junction is now official, according to E&E News. The new HQ is named for the longest-serving BLM director who helmed the agency from 1981 to 1989. Dozens of career employees have stepped down. Nearly 200 of them, based in D.C., resigned, retired, or moved to another interior bureau in Washington. Next week, 10 Utah temples will begin phase two of reopening, church officials announced yesterday. The temples moving into the next phase include those in Bountiful, Brigham City, Cedar City, Logan, Mount Timpanogos, Ogden, Payson, Provo, and Vernal. In this phase, temple ordinances are available for all living individuals, though priority is given for sealing ceremonies followed by missionaries. More than 25 temples will be operating under phase two by next Monday. As school districts weigh how or when to reopen, they're grappling with how and when to ask students to wear masks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports on how they might get kids to follow the rules.
The CDC recommends cloth face coverings in schools as a cornerstone to preventing the spread of the virus. But how do you make sure that happens? And who is responsible for enforcing mask rules?
It's going to be tough.
Stephanie Myers is with a local teachers union in Boise. She says it's going to be important for the ask to be educational instead of punitive.
We can't say, you know, you're not wearing a mask, you're suspended. I mean, it's more than that. And it's really about talking about taking care of our communities.
CDC guidelines recommend that administrators include masks on school supply lists to prepare families for that expectation. The CDC also recommends that parents and students practice wearing masks before school begins, so kids get used to them. And let kids pick out their masks so they can choose a favorite color or fun character. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Utah health officials reported 263 new COVID cases yesterday, marking the lowest number of new cases since early June. But officials also announced that 9 more people have died from the virus. For the past week, Utah has averaged 400 new daily cases, which is the goal the governor set for the state to achieve by September 1st. Navajo Nation health officials reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 and 1 additional death. That brings the total number of infections to just more than 9,300 and the known death toll to 473 as of last night. Tribal President Jonathan Nez pointed to the latest coronavirus figures as evidence that most Navajo Nation residents are complying with lockdown orders. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.